Hello, beautiful people. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, my God, you all remember to trust God no matter what. You know, when people do things to intentionally upset you, do not take the bait. Go to the Lord in prayer. You know, you have people that will try to pretend to make you think they're doing something nice, when in all reality, they have evil intentions. And the Lord will allow you to discern if the spirit is of God or not. You all have to believe this. You know, it can look like it's right. It can. But the truth is, once you discern if the spirit is of God or not, and the Lord lets you know that it is not of God, it was of evil, malice, intent. You know, you just pray for God to keep your heart pure. Pray for God to tame your tongue and keep your mouth shut. Pray for God to give you the ability not to respond at all. my God, you know. You know, the Lord is just so good and so worthy to be praised. And I talked to my daddy today. I did text my children, but I spoke with my dad today. And my dad prayed for me. My daddy prayed for me. My daddy told me he's proud of me. He told me that I'm a very smart woman. I'm wise. I'm making the right decisions. My daddy just spoke so many blessings over me on today. So many. You know, I don't know about you all, but it means so much because, to know that your daddy thinks highly of you, and it's a blessing from God. Like, God knows what you need, when you need it. He knows the encouragement you need, who you need the encouragement from. You know, I've been resting in his presence. Just allowing him to pour into me, to fill me up, keep me at peace, keep me in my right mind. He allowed me to go through my emotions, be angry, but sin not. But he knew the encouragement I needed was from my earthly father on today. I needed it from my daddy. God knew it. He knew it. And I wasn't even expecting it. You know, I was just texting, you know, pictures of the grandchildren, and my dad called. He called just to check on me, to see how I'm doing, just to check in. You know, there are so many people that feel like they are entitled to people checking in on them. But once you really mature, you realize no one is entitled to check in on you. Because everybody is going through different things. And the question is, what is your heart posture while going through? But in all honesty, nobody is required to reach out and check on you. And I've learned this more and more, especially since, you know, my mom and my son. I realize this more and more, and it gives me peace because I don't get upset when someone doesn't check on me. I expect people not to check on me, but I go to God about everything. You know, my dad asked me, he said, do you have a man in your life? I said, Daddy, God is still working on some things in me, and I just want to be a better woman before I go out and try to date any man, because I realized that in the past, while I was dating men, it was something in me missing. And there's not a person on earth that can fill that void of what's missing in you. There's not a person on this earth that can help you and fix you. Only God can do that. I said, so Daddy, right now, you know, he's Nigerian. I'm the firstborn daughter. He's like, let's get married. I could hear him in the spirit, but I had to tell him, I'm letting God work on me Very good. I said, it's just me and Jesus right now, because there's some things in me from a lot of trauma and then losing my son and my mom. I said, it's just God is working on me with a lot of things right now. He said, oh, so Jesus, your boyfriend? I said, no, sir, Jesus is not my boyfriend, but it's Jesus that is changing me from the inside out. I said, and once I am in a really good place, I know he's going to make sure that I meet the man that I need to meet. And my daddy said, that is so much wisdom. He said, gosh, he said, Rosanna, you are such a smart lady. He said, because people do go through different things and no one can fix them but God. Exactly. So I said, but I learned this, you know, throughout life, from childhood trauma and things getting with men thinking they could help me, and it didn't help anything. It made things about me worse, made the situations worse. But my daddy just spoke blessings over me, prayed for me today. You know, when you have mighty men of God praying for you, can't nothing touch you. Like, literally, you know, the weapons may form, but they will not prosper. Like, I mean, you know, the truth is this, like, ladies, for those of you who desire a husband, don't desire a husband to fix your problems. Allow Jesus to fix your problems. That's just the word that the Lord gave me today as I was speaking to my dad. Because my dad wants to see his firstborn child married. I know he does. He does. That's all. He wants me to be happy. But the truth is, if I can't have joy in my singleness, how will I ever have joy in a marriage? So this is what we have to understand. You have to enjoy your time of singleness while the Lord is doing a work within you, the spiritual heart surgery, the spiritual brain surgery. Like, Jesus Christ, you know, these things are spiritual. You know, God is just good and he's worthy to be praised. But I really thank God that my dad called me, because I needed that phone call, because I was literally texting my daughter, telling my daughter to pray for me, because something really upset me, man. And the person tried to send it as if it was good, but it was really evil intent behind it. And God showed me this yesterday. So I was texting my daughter, like, pray for me. And then I'm sitting up here texting my dad just pictures. And then my dad calls, and then my dad says a prayer for me. And my daughter praying for me too. But I needed that prayer from my daddy. I see that now, because God had my daddy call me instead of text me. So God was like, nah, we go get you some prayers from a man. You need the coverage from a man, because it was a man who texted you. You know, I don't understand. My son is no longer living, but yet his people on his daddy's side are able to see my grandson. And instead of them calling me when they see my grandson, from time to time, they decide to send pictures. And the truth is, it's evil intent and malice. Why are you sending me pictures instead of allowing me to see our grandson? You have him. Why don't you call me for us to meet up? We're not arguing. We don't have any envy or strife towards each other. So me receiving pictures from my grandson, like I told my daddy, it's mixed emotions, because you sending me pictures, but you don't call me when you have them. So it's evil malice intent. Like, you're trying to act like you care, but you really don't. You're trying to upset me. So I'm not going to text back. I'm not going to call back, because I won't have anything nice to say, because it's like you playing with me. You know what I mean? And so I had to talk to my daddy about this, confess this to my daddy. I confessed it to my daughter. I confessed it to God, because the truth is the truth. My daddy said, you're doing the right thing by not responding. I said, God told me not to respond because it was of evil intent. All those pictures of my grandson, the intent behind it was not good. You all, you have to be able to discern the spirits, if they are of God or not. You know, my grandson sitting up here looking just like his daddy. So whoever didn't like my son, Sydney, they stuck seeing his face every time they see my grandson. You hear me? Like, my son left his mark. He left his seed in the earth. My God, you know, I'm thanking God, but I had to go to God, because I'm like, man, God, like, these people playing with me, yo. Like, they are playing, and God, only you can keep me calm. Like, I believe transparency is needed in this hour for many people, because we got too many people trying to fake it till they make it. Be honest with the people. Let them know how Jesus has truly changed your life. Because if this would have been the old Rosanna, it would have been a different result. You follow? So, like, we thank God for his saving grace. We thank God that he loves us. We just thank God on today. You all enjoy your day. Be blessed and encouraged in Jesus' mighty name.